Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A lot of these children are requiring hospitalization, so it's making the hospitals very full right now, and a lot of them are coming to the emergency departments, so our emergency departments have been very busy as well.
What are the symptoms for RSV?
Well, they can range. So in older children and adults, the symptoms are usually more like having a common cold or an upper respiratory tract infection. So symptoms may include a fever, a cough, congestion, sneezing, a runny nose. For younger infants, it might include fussiness or poor feeding. But what we worry about is more symptoms of a lower respiratory tract infection or bronchiolitis. Those symptoms may include those cold symptoms plus fast breathing, flaring of the nostrils. For the young infants, they can have what we call head bobbing with breathing, which shows that they're having struggling breathing. They may grunt during breathing, or they may have what we call belly breathing, where they're really struggling to breathe, so you can see them tugging at their ribs or tugging at their lower neck, and they may have wheezing. So we get worried when children are struggling to breathe. They also can get dehydrated because they're struggling to breathe and they're congested, so they're not eating as well. And so for the very young infants, they can get dehydrated rather quickly.
How is RSV treated?
Well, unfortunately, it's a viral infection, so there's no really medication treatment like there are with other infections. There's no antibiotic or something like that. So it's really just treated with supportive care. If the child has a fever, you can give them Tylenol, or if they're 6 months or older, you can give them ibuprofen. Oftentimes, we'll recommend suctioning their nose with a bulb suction, and you can put some nasal saline in their nose and then suction that. That sometimes helps them breathe easier and feed better. You could try using a cool mist humidifier. That sometimes helps break up the mucus and allow for easier breathing. And also just trying to really push the fluids, especially with the younger infants, because they can get dehydrated so quickly. So potentially feeding them smaller amounts but more frequently, or potentially supplementing them if they're not wanting to breastfeed, maybe trying to bottle feed, something like that. But really just encouraging them to eat more frequently.
So as an emergency medicine physician, let's talk about going to the ER. When and how should you make use of the ER when it comes to your kids?
Well, obviously, we want people with true emergencies to come to the ER. We always want them to know that the ER is here for them. But with RSV, as I mentioned, many of these infections will not be severe. So we don't want families to utilize the ER, for example, just to get their child tested. If they hear there's been an RSV outbreak at daycare and they want their child tested, but their child is doing fine, that would not be a time to come to the ER. Or if they just want reassurance that their child is doing well, but they're overall well-appearing, that would be a time to call their pediatrician or head into their pediatrician's office. If the child is having more mild symptoms, such as what I mentioned before, the cold symptoms, the congestion, the cough, the sneezing, the runny nose, and they just want their child evaluated, that again would be a good time to go see their pediatrician or potentially utilize one of our urgent care or convenient care locations. We really want the children coming to the ER when it is truly seeming to be emergent. So if they are having difficulty breathing, they're seeming like they are in distress, or they're appearing very dehydrated, they haven't been eating or drinking, they're not making wet diapers. The other ones we encourage to come to the ER would be the very young infants, because those are the ones who are most likely to be hospitalized and most likely to have severe infections. So the infants who are less than 8 weeks of age, if they are having symptoms of RSV, they would be ones who would be more likely to be served in the ER.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.